Judges chapter 10. And after Abimelech there arose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamir in Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years and died and was buried in Shamir. And after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rode on 30 colts of donkeys, and they had 30 cities, which are called Haphoth Jair to this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jair died and was buried in Chemon. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh, and served Baalim and Ashtaroth and the Elohim of Syria and the Elohim of Zidon and the Elohim of Moab and the Elohim of the children of Ammon and the Elohim of the Philistines, and forsook Yahweh and did not serve him. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years, all the children of Israel that were on the other side of Jordan, in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Yehuda and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, saying, "We've sinned against you, both because we've forsaken our Elohim and also served Baalim." And Yahweh said to the children of Israel, "Did I not deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines? The Zidonians also and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet you've forsaken me and served other Elohim, and for this reason will I deliver you no more. Go and cry to the Elohim which you've chosen. Let them deliver you in that time of your tribulation." And the children of Israel said to Yahweh, "We have sinned. You do to us whatever seems good to you. Deliver us only, we beg of you, this day." And they put away the strange Elohim from among them and served Yahweh, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. And then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead, and the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said to one another, "What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." End of chapter.